A grand jury started probing the agency last November after officials reported a sudden budget shortfall. The resulting financial crisis led to the layoffs of nearly 200 employees and an emergency infusion from lawmakers of $30 million to help keep the agency solvent. The grand jury, though, said the financial crisis wasn't real. The jury blamed the agency's antiquated internal financial system and found evidence of misconduct, but none that is considered illegal under state law. State Auditor Gary Jones said the agency had ample money to pay its bills, but internal restrictions made its own board of health directors think that the agency was insolvent.
While it appears to be a Ponzi scheme, it was only a Ponzi scheme within themselves. When you came back and looked at this, you realized that they created their own crisis.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter said it's up to the health department to decide whether or not to rehire laid-off employees. He declined to comment on whether a parallel investigation by the FBI is still moving forward. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.